Hi, Karen.
Hi, Jerry.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited.
Me too.
Well, I'm glad. I'm so looking forward to seeing your show. It's going to be a blast. I guess it's so nostalgic for everybody. We sit in the audience and we look up and we go, she knew Ron Howard.
Yes, I do.
So I don't know where to start other than I'm going to start with your show, which is coming up this week. What are we going to see? Is it multimedia? Is it you talking about your dad? Is it comedy?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's all of that, more, really. It's a multimedia show because there are slides always on screen. Not necessarily of people, but just things that I'm talking about.
Like, oh.
It's almost like a movie on a play stage, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I am telling very personal stories about growing up with my wonderful dad, Don Knotts, who was just an amazing father. And I'm also acting out characters that he knew and that we knew, both of us knew, and in storytelling. And it's a really fun show to do, and it's a fun show for the audience. And, of course, I talk about going on the set of the Andy Griffith Show.
We just want to know. You grew up with Opie, right? I mean, Ron Howard, are you the same age?
We are the same age.
Wow.
Yes, we're both born in 54. And so it was really cool. I mean, getting to meet him, because it took a while for my father to take us to the set. I think he wanted to make sure that we were, you know, that we didn't miss any school, for one thing.
Oh.
Like, who cares about school?
Yeah.
And but I remember waiting for that day, and then finally we got to go. And I remember even driving up to the studio. The whole experience was just so amazing. And then we went back a few times, too. Yeah, but Ron, he was just a kid, you know, like I was.
Well, that's the thing. I guess I want to put myself in your shoes for a moment. And every other kid, when we would watch the Andy Griffith growing up, we all wanted to be there. We wanted to be a part of that line. And we wanted to know, how do I get into show business? How do I, can I really do that? Did you go through that as well?
Absolutely. but my father didn't want me to go into show business as a child. And that was a disappointment for me, and something we discussed, you know. But ultimately, I think he made the right decision for me, though. Well, as a child, you know, I wanted to be on the show as a child. I wanted to be a child actress. And he, you know, didn't think that was a good way to grow up. And, well, it really is difficult for child actors. Ron Howard was the ideal case because, you know, he had his father there.
Right.
Rance Howard was an actor. It was because of Rance that he actually became a child actor. But so Rance Howard made sure that Ronnie had everything he needed on the set, including friends.
Wow.
And they had basketball court, and they had, you know, they made it kid friendly. And he made sure that Sheldon Leonard, who was the producer, together decided that Ronnie was going to have a childhood. He wasn't going to have to sacrifice that.
Wow. And here it is. Now, when you first met him, were you scared to meet him and yet he was your age?
No, I wasn't scared. I was just curious. And I remember the first thing that I remember about him was that he had this little gold transistor radio, which could fit in the palm of his hand. And I'd never seen a radio that small. But this one was so small, it was gold, and it fit right in the palm of his hand.
Wow.
That was the first impression I had was, wow, he's a tech wizard.
Wow. All right, and so you had that, grew up with your dad. Was your dad seemingly pretty strict and really looking out for his little girl?
He wasn't strict. He wasn't at all strict. But he was very definite in the way, you know, he wanted us to be brought up. But as a father, he wasn't strict. My mother was a little more strict. He was really a great dad.
Goofy dad, but I guess that's what I'm assuming he'd be like. Was he the dad who was always the life of the party for you guys?
You know, these are great questions you're asking. But that's why people need to see the show, because you'll see as I'm talking, you'll fully become aware of what he was like as a dad and as a man as well. But to answer your question, no, he wasn't the goofy dad. He wasn't the life of the party. He was all things in between. You know, he was a fun dad, and he liked to entertain all the time.
Mm.
He would take us out to dinner, he would entertain us. He would be telling jokes and stories, and he would get up. He'd stand up And nobody would notice. Everybody was busy talking, tapping his spoon on the glass and saying in a very soft voice, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to make an announcement.
Wow.
Well, those are the kind of things he would do.
Oh, that's awesome. So, and maybe you'll address this in the show as well, but how did he feel about the character Barney Fife? Because we look at him as, well, he's either Mr. Limpet or he's Barney Fife. And was he completely different than those, or he was a combination of them?
Yeah, he was a combination. I guess that would be the most accurate answer. You know, all of those characters he created. So they came from his life experience, from his imagination.
Awesome. Well, Karen, thank you so much for talking with me about your dad and about your life. And so looking forward to the show. And I know for those of us who are so nostalgic for the show, which to me is, you know, there's two shows that are iconic to Americana. It's I Love Lucy and The Andy Griffith Show. I don't think anything else compares to those two. And it's so nice to get those memories back and that feel-good time in America. So thank you so much for sharing your life with everyone.
Oh, of course, and thank you for having me on. I appreciate that.
All right. Well, you have a great time, and hopefully we'll see you at the show.
I'll meet you. I hope to.
All right. Bye-bye.